Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want, the idea that life was meant for you to thrive, not for you to only survive. And sometimes what happens when we are coming from humble beginnings, when we are coming from lack, when we are coming from scarcity, we get to a point where we get to the level where we fit in, where we look like everybody else. And because it was such a distant dream some time ago, it becomes the norm, or we accept it as being okay because that's what everybody else is doing, and we can keep up the social faces and the facade. And deep down, we're living the life of quiet desperation. So here we are, coming from a place where we never had running water, for example, in my circumstance, my own personal case. We never had cars. We never grew up with television in the house. We never had all these, you know, regular quantity of clothing that, you know, the average kid would have in a first world country. And then we work so hard and we're so hungry to get to the point where we have these things. We can drive cars, we have the amenities in our homes, we have running water, we have a decent life where we look like everybody else. But we settle for that, although we want more, although there is something else there that is telling us that we need to be free, we need to be able to create generational wealth. We cop out of it because we have gotten to the point where we fit in, we are in that social class that looks good and feels good. So even though there is this strong desire in us, we back off because it's, you know, we want to rest now. We're too tired. We're okay because we fit into this. And we hope for the best. And the trouble with that is that at some point in time in history, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, maybe, I don't know if it got into, remember if it got into 2000s, that was okay. You could get a regular job. They would go to school, get a good education, get a degree, get a job. You could work your way up. And you could live a decent life. Your wife could stay at home. You could raise two children. You could have two cars. You would have a fancy, handsome pension. And if you get promoted, you'd have work-life balance. You could do what you love. And you would be... you could live a decent life. It was more of a balanced environment, economically and socially. But as time goes by, things shift. Corporations are doing less. Corporations want more. The greed and the insensitiveness of work is at an all-time high, and all these pensions and golden handshakes and promotions and salary packages have been tweaked and adjusted and pushed, compressed back into a situation where people can barely survive. The inflation rate has gone through the roof. Degrees are now useless. Corporations are using less people to do the work that more people used to do. And it is no longer the reality. So now you're at a point where you have stopped growing, but, and also you are getting less for the skills and potential you have. And here it is that we were taught to expect that the only vision you need to have is an education, get a job, an education, a university education, college degree, get a job, work your way up. Now that is gone from the equation. That's not happening. They're not paying you that much. The cost of the inflation has outpaced that drastically. And now we are stuck holding on to something that doesn't work. As Jim Rohn said many years ago, and he says that an education will make you a living, but personal development, a business, getting yourself to a point where you chase your vision can make your fortune. What I want to talk about this morning quickly. The number one reason why most people don't get to big goals, the number one reason why most people are not successful, number one reason why people are not millionaires, the number one reason why people don't become financially free is alarming. And you probably would never guess it. And that is because they've never really tried. They've never really analyzed the reality of the situation and make a concerted, deliberate effort. There's always the belief that something that has not been proven to bring you to that level that you're dreaming of. We cling to that. We cling to the paycheck. Paycheck will not get you there. Cannot get you there. Has not gotten people that level. That level of freedom and success. It doesn't work. It probably worked for 0.005% of people. And all these people that you see getting, if you can quote the executives, getting big salaries, getting living a fancy life, huge stock options, these people cannot build wealth from expecting that paycheck. And if you notice, some of these guys with big salaries, most of them, they're getting stock options, meaning that they're investors. They are getting a piece of the pie. They're not getting paid for their time alone. So they get $5 million for their time alone, and they probably get $200 million or $50 million or $100 million in stock options. Real ways that has been proven to bring wealth to people's life. Now, the thing is that people are stuck in this 9-to-5 mode, the employee mentality. And they are not doing anything to get out of the belief system, because it's a belief system. They're not doing the learning, and they're not doing the work to get out of the belief system that the only way that you can get paid for what you know is to get a job that is relating to what you know. It is ridiculous. There are so many opportunities out there. And then the first draw people usually take, oh, well, that is saturated. Well, you know, like, that's nonsense. This is a growing economy. There's always room for somebody who is out here doing it well. There's the people who are doing what you want to do, who are doing it in a mediocre, ridiculous way. If you can learn how to harness these skills and bring it to the marketplace, just like you learn to do your job, just like you learn to read, just like you learn to get that degree, all these courses that you took, just like you learn to apply yourself to do anything else, it's the same way. It's just a matter of learning it. Nobody was born knowing anything. You learn that stuff. Even when you see people singing, playing basketball, playing football, doing athletic stuff, they learn the proper way to do it. Just like everybody can run. You can go now and you can run, but you're not a runner. You're not a professional runner until you learn the profession. You can learn how to use what you know to build a life that you want. If you don't think you want it, that's fine. That's okay. Nobody can tell you what to want. It's your own life. But if you are stressed, frustrated, under pressure, feeling lost, feeling that your life has no purpose and no meaning, you don't have to be stuck feeling that way. And the two things that you have to remove from your life that will get you there, you got to remove two things and you got to install two things. These are the things. And if you can do this, then you can drastically turn around your life. I'm not giving you a timeline. People like to do that. I don't know your life. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know how. People like to say 30 days, 90 days, 1 year, 2 year, 5 year. That nobody has the drop on the time. But if you are committed enough, you will find it in a reasonable time. The time is going to pass anyway. I won't worry about the time because you will feel better in the process than you will feel stuck now. Both ways, it's hard. It's hard staying stuck and it's hard going somewhere. So as Eric Thomas always say, you might as well get a reward for it. You might as well choose the hard that's going to take you somewhere. What you need to move from your life and what you need to install. Let's deal with the removal part first. First, you have to remove the procrastination. You can't keep stuck saying you will do, planning to do, waiting until January 1st, waiting until tomorrow, waiting until next week, waiting until next month. You have to remove the procrastination from your life. Next thing is the inaction, which is connected to removing procrastination. You got to take action. You got to do something. You got to design a plan, itemize it, break it down into small steps, keep moving at it, chunk away 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 at it, and stop expecting that it's a big, massive thing you have to do, but start to appreciate that is a small set of actions that you need to put together. What do you need to do? You need to find a name. You need to make a domain. Buy the domain name. You need to print business cards. You need to print flyers. You need to print website. You need to make a website. You need to start to post on social media. You need to make a sales funnel. You need to dial in your advertising. You need to learn how to do it one by one, bit by bit. You can do a lot of things. You can't do them all at the same time. So the procrastination and the inaction has to go. What do we bring in? We need to bring in discipline and consistency. I'll put them together. We need to bring in consistent discipline, or discipline and consistency, and learning. You're going to need discipline. And the biggest case I'm passionate to make when it comes on to discipline, for people to understand and to get it, is that discipline is doing what you say you're going to do or what you have planned to do, whether or not you feel like it. Because you never feel like it. I say this, I'm probably like a scratch record saying this. The way you feel when you make the plan, the way you feel when you leave work in the evenings, or when you're at the office and the boss piss you off and you decide that you can't take this no more and you don't want to do this and this is not the life you want and you're going to go out there and create your own life, and this evening you're going to get started, you have this and this to do, and you write them down on your lunch break. The way you feel when you are in the moment doing that is not the way you're going to feel when the time comes for you to do it. You will not feel that. You'll feel absolutely different. The passion for doing it and the heart that drives you, that motivates you, will be long gone. And now you will need tenacity and discipline to make yourself do it. Your mind will tell you tomorrow. Your feelings will tell you you can't now. Your brain will be saying, hey, I want to sleep. You're hungry. There's this thing to do, but I don't have that. And you will be presented with a million different things, which is simply the brain staying in its natural, normal state, wanting to optimize, stuck in the habit. If you used to watch TV at 4 o'clock, that's what the brain will be forcing you to do. You need the discipline to override that consistently long enough for it to become an habit. Habit is what's going to take you through. Because unless you can find the discipline to do it for long enough, so the habit can be woven into your life, you can reprogram your mind to do this thing that you are going to do now. You're not going to do it. And once you have gotten the discipline part done, because that's 90% of the work. I swear to you, it is 90% of the work is psychological. It's not a psychology 90 or 80 and 20 physiology. If you don't get your mind right, you're going to fall off. You're not going to get it. So you must dial in the mastery of self, knowing what you need to do and making yourself doing it. The doing part won't be as hard as getting yourself to do it. And the last thing that needs to be installed in your life is a teachable spirit. The attitude that you don't know and you need to go learn what you don't know. The attitude that you don't know and you need to go learn it. Most of us think that this thing is like, oh, I know how to count money, I know how to approach a customer, I know how to sell this thing. No, you don't know business. There is the skill of what you're doing to get it done, and then there is a business of it. You have got to learn the business of it. Otherwise, it's not going to work. There's a business of what you're trying to do. If you don't learn that, it's not going to work. You must learn the business of it. If you get that right, then you'll be all right. So remove those two things from your life, the inaction and the procrastination, and install discipline and a teachable spirit, attitude that you're going to learn this thing. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for listening. See you on the next podcast.